Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. And I am very excited always when we come to share another story, another opportunity to talk about Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. I am thoroughly convinced in the words of Russell Conwell in his book when he says, you know, we travel all around the world looking for larger and greater diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from which we've come. Therefore, we are calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And our guest today is none other than Councilman Trodrick McCoy. And my co-host and I, Dan Calloway, Mr. McCoy, we want to welcome you to the show, and we'll turn it over to Ms. Calloway.
Good afternoon, listening audience, and especially Councilman McCoy. It is wonderful to have you here, because when they say the history of Riviera runs through your mind and your blood and your vein because of all of your families, I can name 3 to 4 to 5 generations of Davis and McCoy. So welcome. How you been?
Thank you, Mr. Calloway. I'm doing great, and thank you, Ann, for this opportunity to share with you for a few moments. I'm great.
That's beautiful. I need to get right to it because of we have some important times with Riviera, and you wanted the elected officials to make the policies and guide us through these turbulent times with the pandemic. What made you want to get into politics? Was it your stint working with Bobby Powell? You grew up knowing about the politics in Riviera or Palm Beach County. Elaborate on that a little for me.
Well, Mr. Calloway, thank you for that. In fact, I think it's a little bit of both. As you know, my family is from Riviera Beach, and we are at least 3-4 generations in Palm Beach County, Riviera Beach area. And family has always been involved in the local politics here in Riviera Beach, and kind of got a whiff of it as a youngster growing up, working on campaigns and seeing, you know, different venues and working in on some campaigns. And I had the opportunity to go to college up in Tallahassee. I was a member of student government, both in undergrad and also a little bit of legislative interning when I was living in Tallahassee, and I got to see how the state legislature works. And I came home and started working in the county, which is my background, and I got recruited to come and work for, at that time, State Representative Mac Bernard. And I was working alongside with Bobby Powell, and we both were legislative assistants, and went right back to Tallahassee working in the legislature as a legislative aide, working on some policy and bringing back appropriations to, you know, the various communities that we represented, from, you know, North Palm Beach County all the way down to the southern portions of Delray Beach. So I would say I got bit by the bug of public service. So I've been kind of in and out of public service in some volunteer capacity or serving as an elected member in some sort of fashion. So I would say it's a combination of both, Mr. Calloway.
Beautiful. You know, my motto has always been to train people here, give them the first chance to show their talent right here, and I'll stand by that, although I'm pretty near 84 years of age, and sometimes it slipped through my hand when we go all over the world to bring people in here. After going off to school, the job should be first offered to the homegrown people if they can do the job. You were groomed to be that because of your uncle, the Reverend Griffin Davis, one of the biggest churches in Palm Beach County in the black community in the whole state of Florida. He'd done well, and I can tell the world that because I'm only a year and a grade ahead of him. I grew up with him. And knowing your mother and before she was born, and knowing your grandmother, one of my closest friends, Willie Mae Davis Scott, I said that, and with our older sister, Charlotte Davis Paul, those are special people because they looked after me, and I looked after them as a boy. Now, you said you got the bug. I'm glad to hear that because 90% of the people that we bring in to be the leaders of our town, especially in the elected position, they weren't reared in Riviera. So nobody had to teach you anything about Riviera because you knew all that before you got in here. Now, I need to ask you, because of the pandemic, is it more difficult to run your job as an elected official in the last 2 years or more, especially in Riviera because of the pandemic? It's easier.
Well, that's a great question, Mr. Calloway. I would not choose the word of difficult because I believe truly if we can set our minds to it and have a plan and goals, we can certainly overcome it. But I will say that the pandemic has created some very unique challenges as to how we operate as a city and certainly as how I interact, you know, with the public and, you know, and public service. So I would think that it has become a little more challenging, but I think it's something that we have to work through every day. And I mean, you know, as times changes, so should we, and we have to adapt. So I think we have experienced some different situations, and, you know, we were able to kind of, you know, adjust and move forward with it. But nonetheless, we are still moving forward as an organization, as a city, and I think we're doing great things in the city.
Well, the pandemic, I think we may have a kind of nice little hold on it if we continue to fight hard to get everybody vaccinated, and especially the booster, right, if you had the first two, get the other one. And if you haven't had them, we need to make sure we get it. Now, I know Riviera been really pushing hard to do that in the county because Virginia Baker, the county administrator, had me to go to the Glades with a group of us to work with those people and to get the word out everywhere. Now, that's one of the things that you're planning on doing, something that's very important because we couldn't do that in the last year or so because of the pandemic. You're putting on a program to feed over 3,000 on the 18th of December at Goodmark Park. And because that's one of the parks in your district, you're one that's blessed with have three or four because you got Cunningham and you got the one in Monroe Heights. I know you have three right there in your district. You chose to be the leader, and there's a lot of people rallying around you right now putting all together. And there'll be anywhere from 500 to 1,000 senior citizens will be in and out of there. And they need that. Now, how do you feel about taking on that kind of responsibility along with the Youth Recreation Association, the City Recreation Partner?
Mr. Calloway, thank you. That is a great opportunity, and I can remember, you know, this occurring in the past, and certainly I'm up for the call to serve on the 18th of December. That is a great opportunity for us to get back out and be able to socialize in that public setting. So I think that this is something I'm certainly looking forward to, and I'm delighted that we're able to bring it back. I think that, you know, not just on the 18th, we're doing some things, I think just in what, actually a week from tomorrow, we'll be doing some stuff with some of the seniors here in at Lindsay Davis Community Center for our Thanksgiving drive. But certainly I'm looking forward to it on the 18th, and I think that that is a great opportunity for us to get back out in the community and have some public service and, you know, help those in our community.
Well, on Thanksgiving Day at the Lindsay Davis Senior Citizen, which is customary where we go there with 115 volunteers, been up all night cooking the turkeys and all the other sides. And we buy all those hams, the honey big hams. And we know right now we have 7,000 people. We will deliver food on that late Wednesday because we are helping out in Belgrade, in South Bay, in Pahokee. And there's numerous of people from your staff up at the city will be help volunteering. We know where we're going to deliver a lot of food, like the mayor's place on S Avenue, Mill. You know, he'll come over there and get about 500. And, of course, Stony Brook, that's 602. And the Hampton Inn on right before you get to 45th Street off Australian, those rental places in there, those people look for that. When you can feed people top-notch food and can save them from having to buy any food in these tough times because of the pandemic and even before that, and senior citizens, all the churches, they come in, they have a, we have a list of who need this and who need that. But people say, how do you work that? Well, there's a lot of people who contribute. Just like Aaron McNeil, he's one of our biggest contributors to prepare that food. She bailed us out last year, she bailed us out this year. We got that covered. But in the past, we've always gone to Goodmar Park, like Memorial Day, 4th of July, Veteran Day, Labor Day, but never on Christmas. But because we've been housed in so long and the public is waiting to get involved with the class of 1972, all those local people that went to Kennedy and Suncoast, it's just amazing. And all the people, that's the time they come out. And this year, I'll have on my Santa Claus suit. Maybe I'll get a suit for you, be one of my elves, and tell the story. Because the little kid's going to be playing on the basketball court. Normally, we have face painting and so many things. But just the idea we're going to be there. But I need to ask you, for you can give our listening audience, because the word is on the street that you're going to run again, and the people are begging you to run again because they label you as our brain of the city council. You do a lot of research. Everybody know for you to come up with the right answers and doing those things, you had to do your research. Now, is that a trait that you learned with Bobby and Mac Bernard and everybody else in politics? That's something you want to do and you've been doing, and that's one, a part of your business life, to make sure you know the nomenclature of everything that's supposed to happen.
Mr. Calloway, that's, I appreciate the notion. Thank you for that. But I think it probably goes way beyond that. I was a Boy Scout when I was, I think, 7 or 8 years old. And as you know, the Boy Scout motto is be prepared. So that is something that I think I've always done. And this is, to me, being a public servant, I just really have to know what I'm going into so that I can be able to, with a sense of knowledge, have an understanding of what's before. So I've certainly had to learn a wide array of varying topics and industries and subject matters, juvenile justice and education, working in the legislature. But I think more importantly, I probably have always been the person that wanted to be the first in and last out, if you will. So
beautiful.
That's what I would attribute it to.
Well, you know, the main thing about it is a lot of our commissioners in the past, they migrated here from somewhere else. And there's nothing against that. But when it's a local individual whose family is decades have been here, that means a lot to people like me because the lineage of your family and your family tree, I've known them all my life, and they are what we call pillars of the community and a paragon of peace that stabilize where we always should be thriving for. Now, with the difficulties of the time, I don't think they're difficult because I'm in charge by God Almighty. I believe in that. And tough times won't last, but tough people will. And we got a lot of young people who are really tough, and you one of those. Because of if you go back in your upbringing and from your family tree, it was a tough time. And therefore, it was no silver spoon in any of your mouths in my family and all the other families in Riviera Land. I think that we need more young people, and I can afford to call you young because my next birthday I'll be 84. that we need you all to be at the helm and to take us in the next years that we are trying to base, because I've been a part of the Youth Recreation for 58 years, started with Herman McCray, Don Wilson, and Clark Martin, and they all are gone. And on the 8th of January, I will retire and will be retired for good. I will no longer be head of the Youth Recreation. That's 58 years, and it's not, and that's older than you. So it's time for me to take a back seat, but I won't take a – I will always be active in trying to talk to the young kids to get a good education, be manageable, and stay out of trouble, and we'll all help you find a good job, and especially coming back. I'm going to always be big on giving the people who were born and reared here or living here their first chance at all these good jobs going to come in. Now, you're going to be a part of, I talked to the city manager 2 or 3 weeks ago in a meeting, one day you're going to build a 500 to 800 capacity shelter. You know it. Your family know it. There have been some big hurricanes coming through here years ago. And then 2 years ago, it put them decimated the Bahamas. They still haven't recovered from all that. If it would have moved to the left a fraction of an inch, we'd have been right in the throes of that. Now, what are you doing about help making we can put this kind of building together? And somebody said, well, hurricane may never come here, just like it did this year, but it was all around us. But we can use that building for a six-day soup kitchen. There's a lot of people hungry, and a lot of people are feeding them. But we need our own place. When you go across to the bridge going over to Singles Island, there's people sleeping under that bridge under there. And then there's people sleeping on your Singles Island. We need a place to give them a helping hand, a hand up. Now, how are you coming on with that? What do you say about that?
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Kelly. That certainly, I know all too good. I helped start one of the initiatives here in Riviera Beach called the Riviera Beach Homeless Cares Foundation. And that foundation in Riviera Beach has been set up for a few years now, and it came through the works of some of the initiatives by Councilwoman Billy Brooks, who first brought this idea and was one of the founders in this organization. And, you know, that is a conversation that we've dealt with on a regular basis about addressing some of the homeless population and being able to accommodate those in the words that I hear you say a lot, which comes from the book of Matthew, the least of these. And, you know, mm-hmm. we're working now with organizations such as the Alpha Education Foundation, which is over on 13th Street, which, you know, I'm sorry, 11th Street, which abuts 13th Street, with a number of programs and Nelson Outreach Ministries. Now, I know certainly there's been conversations about potentially bringing one of these shelters along Broadway, and we're working through conversations and negotiations to see how we can get it done. In fact, just last month I was in Tallahassee speaking with our state legislators and also our lobbyists and trying to secure funding for a couple of pilot projects to get started here in Riviera Beach to address some of the social services concerns and also some of the education concerns here in Riviera Beach. So I certainly am in support of bringing forth a shelter and some sort of capacity that we can accommodate those, you know, not just for those natural disasters or emergencies, but, you know, to address some of the homeless population needs that we have here in the community.
That's beautiful. You said you were in Tallahassee. Were you meeting with Sean Pittman?
Yes, I was.
Sean,
I met with Sean Pittman.
Well, I just brought up Sean because Sean was a little leaguer. He played on our traveling basketball team. He grew up not in Stony Brook, but the other one. Broadmoor. Yeah, he's homegrown. And so I hope he's doing well. Last time I talked to him, he was doing well up there. But I was glad that you all hired him to be your lobbyist up there or something like that. That's what I like to see.
Yes.
I mean, I'm personally,
yes.
Personally for me, is he was homegrown. And you see, that gives us a time to go to Suncoast, go to Inlet Grove, John F. Kennedy, Lincoln, Washington, all the schools. and tell the people about some of the people who are homegrown, whether they're back here or not, are doing really well. See, I think when you can talk to parents and their kids, say, well, Trodrick McCoy, his family are Davis, and they all know that now. And then if you can make it from here, if you tell them about Ann, and you tell them about the lawyers, you like little Malcolm Cunningham, and Richard Riles, all these kids grew up here in Riviera. I had them in Little League. I think that they'll have hope, and that's what we need to be giving people hope. See, Ann sure. McNeil give us a lot of hope because she started this program, number one, and she's building a fire station, going to do some other thing. We can go and tell all these kids, especially girls now. I couldn't do that 20 years ago. I could do it with the Saffolds, the Herons, and people like that, but we didn't have females in the capacity that you and a lot of other people giving people a chance to do that. And it's more females in the world than males, especially in Palm Beach County and Riviera. I think that with the council, and you keep getting younger council who highly involved with the community and not afraid to make a change. See, life has got to make changes. You can't stay on the same road all the time. You got to do better because you know better. Now, I need to ask you about one of the mayor was on here last week, a week before last, and he came up with the idea because we've been throwing it around with Dr. Drayton at St. James to get all the ministers. And I know you got ministers in your family, but this is not just putting down the ministers. I think that the black ministers have not reached the pinnacle that they should have that years ago. Years ago, everything was surrounded by the principals or the educators in the church, the pastor of the church. We got the Ministerial Alliance. I started that about 8-9 years ago. And I tried to tell them, and they're doing a good job, but we need to have our ministers. This is what the mayor wants, for me to help him get all the ministers together. And the city manager said, I said, the only thing I need you to do is we're going to have it at St. James and have a breakfast. And therefore, I want the mayor and not only the city manager. And because that's in your district, I would hope that you could come that 9:30, 10 o'clock, whatever Dr. Drayton and his staff put the breakfast together, the pancakes, the eggs, and the salmon patties and the bacon and all that stuff. See, because if we don't get the ministers who got a captive audience every Sunday behind that holy desk, we're not going to win where we need to win because they can get information out. I'll give you a case in point. If you intend to run again, I guarantee you somewhere down the line you're going to go to those churches and ask the minister or whomever to allow you to have a 5 or 6 minute appeal to the community, what is going on and what you expect for them to do and to help you go where you need to go, because this is a teamwork. Now, how you feel about that with the ministers?
I definitely am in support. I think the mayor brought this initiative to me. He said this to me, I think, maybe about a week and a half or so ago, sharing with me what he wanted to do and what his idea was in getting the ministers involved. And I told him, you can count me in. I'm certainly 100% in support of it. And I've had these regular meetings and conversations with Reverend Drayton about this and how we can, you know, get out into our community and basically take our community back. And along with some of the other ministers in the Ministers Alliance, we've been having these conversations routinely about various initiatives and activities that we can do within our community to curb some of the things that's going on in our community. So I'm definitely in support of it, Mr. Calloway. And, you know, I would certainly look forward to seeing, you know, this happen.
Well, I gave the mayor my word that I would talk, and I've already solicited 10 already, because Dr. Drayton is the best person in the world to put that together, and he has the room to have his staff to even prepare something like that. I think that having the ministers involved, and it's easy to bring educators and other people who want to give their time, but the ministers need to get, we need to put a five under them. And then if you start out with seven, eight, or whatever, there are other people going to join because they want that. 90% of the people want a citizenry where they can be involved in helping out the police department. The police cannot control all this violence and everything unless the citizen get right there with them and help them out, because they see things that the police, they don't see, and we must tell the law enforcement, not because I came out of law enforcement. It's the right thing to do. It's to protect this house.
Absolutely.
See, I just think that when you moving around, I remember when you first was elected, you got right in there and took care of Monroe Heights. It was a big squabble about the water running and washing out the sidewalk and everything. You got right on that, walking over there talking to all those people. Now, are you still in your district trying to make sure everything get up to date? Are you working out and helping other people in their district?
No. I'm certainly in my district. In fact, I go through there every day. I take calls, and I field calls 7 days a week about, you know, the various concerns. Most recently and most notably, some of the road design that has occurred in Monroe Heights community, specifically 23rd through 26th Court, and, you know, the cars being parked on the road, the flooding and not being able to adequately drain. You know, that's one of the other initiatives that I was in the legislature seeing if, you know, we can get ahead of the curve with the new Biden tax plan and letting, you know, the governor's office and state leadership know some of our concerns right here in the city and our community in Monroe Heights regarding, you know, our infrastructures, our roads, and our water system. So this is a daily thing. I'm in Riviera Beach. I grew up on 30th Street. I live here on Congress Avenue. So certainly, I'm definitely in our district addressing, you know, some of these concerns. I stopped yesterday. Just yesterday, I was riding along Avenue S, and I seen two police officers at Cunningham Park, and one was a captain, one was the K-9 unit. And I just stopped to tell them how much I appreciate what they're doing, and I'm the first. I'm probably the first and probably most often person that calls the police department about things that I see in our community that just isn't right, because I live here too, and I have a 7-year-old, and I want to make sure that this community is not just okay for me and safe for the seniors, but that I can have somewhere that I want to be able to bring my son and raise him up in the community that I know is safe, and that we are, you know, we are have first responders that care about our community that's here as well. So certainly I'm out here in our community on a daily basis, and I make sure I make it a point to get my direct cell number. I don't even have a city cell, you know, because I want to make sure that I'm available and accessible to try to address some concerns. But we are looking for a permanent or a permanent correction or fix to some of the, you know, some of the road issues that we have in the Monroe Heights community. So,
well, that is an old part of the city of Riviera. When before you were born, that was all white. I grew up keeping across the wall, and we got part of the wall just for everybody to know. Once upon a time, we weren't allowed to be on the other side. But there are some great people over there. I mean, wonderful, wonderful people. It's some wonderful, wonderful people in Riviera. I hate that sometimes we don't fight to let the world know that we are a great city, and we let people beat us up, because they would beat me up when I was had to catch a ride to the Grand Theater on Folk and Rosemary when I had to go to school there. I was bused 6 years. I never went to a high school in Riviera. I went to a junior high school, but Washington was 1-9. I went to first 6th grades, and then I went to Palm View, which is now UB Kinsey. And I enjoyed that because I didn't know any better. But one thing we did in Riviera, we got to go back and do that. We were our brother's keeper. They didn't lock no doors. Everybody, you can go in there. I remember your great-grandmother, Miss Ruth Davis. When I would go over there and play with Lindsay Jr., we called him Jew Baby, and then Reverend Reverend Griffin, shooting marbles. And before I can go home, whatever they was cooking in there, they would say, you little cowboy boys, come on in and get something. Ms. Ruth would always do that. And if you talk to your grandmother, they'll tell you the same thing. We were all like brothers and sisters. And you heard the story. You heard the story about Willie Bowe, the late Willie Bowe. We were in the Negro League playing baseball, grew up playing baseball. Whatever we did it together. And that's what we have to get back and let the people understand what the Africans said. It takes a village to rear a child. And you right now is one of, with everybody. I need not only you, that need four other people got to start joining you to do some of that stuff. See, because you can't be in all those places. That's why they got districts. And we got to put it together. Now, with the 100-year celebration started September, we are now in November, and there's going to be a lot of things because I'm on the committee of putting the events together. And we got some outstanding things. Now, am I to let the public know that basically pretty soon you will be one of my key speakers to some of these community events?
Yes, sir. Put me in. I would love and I wouldn't want to miss the opportunity.
Well, I think that you will do real well because you were one of the younger ones on. I don't think there's anybody on the commission is younger than you. And if you were the youngest one, especially when we go over to Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, sometime we go over there and they bring all those kids into the auditorium and we have different speakers. I had Derek Kane came down to speak to him, Martin Luther King's nephew. He was a pastor for years at Tabernacle, and I befriended him, and he became one of my close friends, and I bring him down every now and then. But sometimes I don't want to bring anybody out of town. I want to use the people here because they understand everything that is going on, especially elected officials, and the way you commit yourself to work with them, the least, the lost, and the left out. You covering the gamut. So I'm glad that I know that you're going to be a part of that. Now, you were out there the other morning when we had Veteran Day. And one of the things that I said, and we must do, we have to do something about the wives and the kids who went through the dilemma when people had to go off from home and spend time in a place like my oldest brother spent his time in Korea, and my brother Bernard was ahead of me. We both was in Germany at the same time at the Berlin crisis. He wasn't married. When he got there, when he came back, he got married, and had to be there in the service. I never was married until way after I got out of the service, but I know it's a hardship. And what we're going to do something – we'll be working on that, and I need your blessing on it because I really like to have you as an anchor about that. Like we had the veteran program the other morning, Thursday. Next year, we don't have to wait to Veteran Day. There's one of those times that we can do it at Goodmark Park or down at the marina, wherever. You got all kind of places. And let them bring their dependents. Let them bring their wife and their kids. And that's showing love. They do this a lot of places, other places. We need to do that. We don't put enough emphasis on giving back to the people who've been into the military service. Now, what are you saying about that?
Right. Definitely. I certainly would be in support of that. And thank you for that on Veterans Day. That was, that certainly resonates. And I remember your words, and I am certainly in support of, helping those dependents and spouses of our service members that have served this country, and not just this country, but also this community, so that we can be free today. So I would be honored to make sure that I pay it forward in honoring those that gave of their loved ones to help make sure that we can live in freedom today.
Well, the reason why I said that, because I didn't want to highlight you all the time, because there's other people too. But I know if you give your word, it's done. And see, I don't need people just to give me some jawjacking and just saying something to shut me up. What I'm going to do is, if you remember now, the director of the VFW, right, the American Legion, right there over there by Wells, that's where the office is, and over there on Broadway, I'm going to meet with him, and of course I'm a veteran, and I'm going Tuesday to get my last booster. They've already called me and said to get in there at 2 o'clock. I'm going to meet with the director, the big man was out there, and let him know that in Riviera, any Riviera resident that has dependents, we're going to set up some time, just like we do with the senior citizen. What is it to give them a meal and then tell them thank you and let them play some bingo or a card game, just like we do with the senior citizen, right there at Lindsay Davis. And see, what? That make people feel good with the government when they putting together something to make them see that they were everybody deserved a compliment. That's what they're looking for, somebody, not so much a pat on the back, but it means something to them. We're doing something that nobody else is doing around here. And sure. And when we go public with that, I'll say, you will be. That's one of the things that you want to happen, and that's what you do. You got volunteers. You got over 10,000 people affiliated with the Youth Recreation in Palm Beach County, and they got families that I don't know about. But in my lifetime, in 58 years, it's been over hundreds of thousands of people because there's been so many, and they want to come back and volunteer and do something. And we'll be behind you. You will be our general. Ann, are you listening?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. I'm listening. Absolutely.
Okay, you want to ask him whatever you want to ask him.
What do you need help with, Chadwick, in your community in terms of giving, serving, supporting? We are, as a class of 1972, Mr. Calloway just talked about that. And your mom was a part of our class, as you know. We are planning a 50th year class reunion for next year. And we're looking at 50 scholarships. They're book scholarships, but we're looking at 50 scholarships for students. So if you have any students in your district that you would like for us to connect with, anything we can do, going back to what Mr. Calloway said, we are all family, and I don't even need to begin to talk about my relationship with your family, like Mr. Calloway said, because it just all runs deep, and when you really think about the fact that we are all family in the city, and we're not that far removed from a connection. And so I just wanted to just publicly thank you for all that you do, and you know I've expressed to you privately my commitment to you, but I would like to have you to know that we are so appreciative to have you on the show. But also, if there's anything that you need, publicly, that we can, as a community, help support you in, like Mr. Calloway is saying.
And don't give me an open invitation, because I will call and make sure that I take you up on it, like I have in the past. And thank you for always having the open door to hit me and just receive some of my questions and concerns and bounce ideas off of you. So I certainly will be reaching out to you soon when we begin to plan and kind of strategize on how we can, you know, further help, you know, those in our community with putting these kind of programs together. So I certainly will. So thank you for that.
Well, Councilman, actually, I take my orders now, and I don't usually take my orders from people that I had. I had Ann when she was 8 years of age. See, her brother, Carl, is the third leading home run hitter in the history of Little League Baseball in Riviera when I was running all those programs. And your uncle, Jeff, was one of the catchers out there. Jeff was one of the catchers, one of the best I had. He was an outstanding baseball player. I had them all. Mm-hmm. And on Thursday night, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do with you when I bring down it on 45th Street at the McCray's Barbecue. Anthony Carter and all the guys with Derek coming, they got three or four different TVs looking at the football games. This will go on even after football season. One of those Thursday night, a lot of my kids, I call them my kids, when Otis Anderson and Lamar is in town right now, they'll be in town and you'll come there and we'll feed you and you'll be there, especially if you're running again, and I hope that's going to happen. And that means if I got 50 guys, I don't want to keep calling them kids, but they're always kids to me. In every district, they'll be your mouthpiece to get the word out, because that's what I'll instruct them at, and it'll be easier. But most of all, you should see some of those guys, because of they would love to ask you a few questions about something. But May going to be really big, because of, that's part of the 100 year, and we're going to have a what we call our own Olympics. And football, not football, track and field, basketball, softball, and of course all the departments in the city. I'm planning on. We got a lady of Franks in the group there. Is going to tell all the fire department, the police, the public work to get their little softball team. And of course, we'll put some co-eds out there, and I'll give them some to go with the elected officials. Everybody got to be involved in that, because there'll be hundreds and hundreds of people, and we're going to be feeding them. And it's just a week of nothing but fun. We got to bring the fun back. Now, since you've given Ann and myself, Ann is on the committee with me, because I never do anything without her, because I take my orders from her. We will be your mouthpiece. I will do that, because you have gone much further. When the day Bruce Guyton and you and I ate over at the Hilton, you remember that? Y'all
yes,
was
sir.
Eating the wings, and I didn't like the wings and everything. But we're going to do that again. It'll be on me this time. But we got to get together. But right now, we need more Trodrick McCoy's here, homegrown, leading us. That's just all to it. Are you finished,
yes,
Ann?
Yes, sir. I'm finished. I really enjoyed the program. Learned a lot. So
well,
we want to give Trodrick the chance to give his closing
yeah.
comments, and we can go ahead and wrap up.
Okay. That's where we're going, and you'll get with me next week soon.
Yes, sir. Both of us.
Well, Mr. Galloway, let me clarify. So next week, there's two things that's going on. I know you're doing your thing with Youth Recreation Association, but specifically the ladies that run the Riviera Beach Lindsay Davis Senior Citizen Program, Ms. Gwen and Ms.
Mm-hmm.
McClendon, called and reached out to me and asked me because – you know, it's not traditional or common that, you know, we want to put those participants in a line and stand around and wait on a turkey. She asked me, would I be able to help facilitate that? So next Tuesday, next Monday, the 22nd, I'll be providing over 160 turkeys to those Lindsay Davis Senior Community Center residents. So that's going to be on the first half of the week before. Your event takes place on eve of Thanksgiving.
What we do, Trodrick, is that we won't be at Lindsay Davis. We'll be at Lindsay Davis on the day of Thanksgiving. We start at 10 o'clock, and 12:30 we all going home, and we'll be already. We got all kind of guys coming in to distribute it to wherever we're supposed to go. People coming from different churches.
Right.
Only thing what we're doing is right now there's three or four of the commissioners. I mean, I know that this city mayor, he said he'll get so many hams, and Doug Lawson and Dr. Botel. They're helping with CEO because you're taking care of thousands of people on the 18th of December. That's the only thing we need you to do is to take care of that. We got enough other people can help fuel the bill for Thanksgiving. Now, what we love for you to do is to come over there, like Dr. Botell and Doug Lawson them did last year, and of course the mayor. He gives the grace, and then he'll take 500 to distribute them from his place on S Avenue. I would hope that you could come by. If you could stay a little while, we'll give you some gloves and to put on, and you get in the line, because we got two lines. We got a lot of people. But what we do is we rotate somebody to serve the dressing, the candied yams, the ham, the turkey, and they rotate. And we got people in the kitchen in there. When somebody said we need somebody, need something to replace on the line, the spring beans and the cabbage or whatever it is, we don't just keep them there the whole time. We alternate. But I would love for you, if you could come back, because that's your district. And not only that, you can walk right out of the street and see everything, the Davis, where they all started at. And
yes,
it's
sir.
Named after your great granddaddy. It's named after
yes,
you.
Sir.
So therefore,
yes.
If you can put that on your schedule, that would and even if you have somewhere else to go, I can let you take them before we start serving, because I have to have the blessing of the food. And actually, right now, Ronnie Felder, our mayor, as a minister, he's going to do that. If not, I'll have somebody. And it's been, in the worst case, I'll be the minister and give the blessing. But I would love for you, because of where it is, and that's family to you there, to say a few words to those people in there working.
Absolutely. I'll make sure I'll be there, Mr. Calloway.
That's perfect. So if Ann and you, y'all go with God and keep up, and then whenever you get a chance, give Adi a call, and I can go from there. That I can't set things on the air.
Okay, Mr.
Yes,
Calloway.
Sir.
So, Councilman, you want to go ahead and give your closing comments, and then we can wrap up.
Thank you, Ms. McNeil, and thank you, Mr. Calloway, so much. You guys are certainly pioneers, and I've only spent a lifetime learning about all of the things that you've done for this community. So I would definitely say you guys are trailblazers in your own respect. So thank you for what you've done for this community and what you continue to do, and for inviting me. You know, this was a great opportunity to sit down and share with some of the folks in our community or some of the great things that we're doing in the city. And I think there's certainly more to come, especially looking forward to our centennial celebration next year. And, on the 18th of December, as well as on Thanksgiving Eve at the Lindsay Davis Center. So thank you so much for having me here on this I Am Riviera Beach.
Thank you. Okay, y'all be blessed.
All right, everybody. Thank you
thank
for listening
you.
To Alrighty. Another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And we'll see you next Sunday. Same time, same channel. Everybody have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Deja. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.